The Chattanooga Theater Center presents Legally Blonde, the musical, on the main stage Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings from July 12th through the 28th. I spoke with the director to learn more about taking a successful movie from the screen to the stage. Steve Ray is the director of Legally Blonde, the musical, at the Theater Center. Steve, how did the story of Elle Woods end up as a musical production?
Mark Platt, who helped produce Wicked, he kind of moved over from Hollywood to Broadway when he did Wicked. He's the producer for this, so it's right up his alley to take movies and make them into musicals. But that's the way of Broadway these days. People like things that are familiar, that are comfortable, that are exciting and entertaining, and is a proven product on Broadway. So they take these things that we all know, whether it be previous plays, movies that we know, and then convert them into musicals. And we love them when they get on Broadway. They sell out.
Is this the first time this is being performed in Chattanooga?
The rights have only recently been released, and the Chattanooga Theater Center was very smart to jump on it and get this one because it's a really great musical. Fantastic music and an interesting book and a story we all love. Elle Woods is, you know, an icon of American pop culture.
How many people are involved in this production in terms of cast?
We have 29 cast members from all over Chattanooga from different schools, including CCA and GPS and UTC. So we have a lot of students. We have adults who have worked at the theater center before who come in bringing incredible talent. And we have two dogs who steal the show.
How much of the movie Legally Blonde can we expect to see in this musical?
The musical is the entire movie, which takes her from undergraduate at UCLA to pursuing the man that she loves who's going to Harvard Law School. And she decides, I'll go to Harvard Law School. And she does. And it's that journey of her trying to follow him for love, but while she's there, realizing that he's not good for her, and there's somebody else she meets there who is.
Brittany Rhodes, you're playing the part of Elle Woods.
Yes.
When you auditioned, is that the role you had your heart set on?
Well, originally I was looking at other roles because the Greek chorus plays a huge part in the show. And I thought that would be a fun character to play. And I was really surprised when I got called back for Elle because I just didn't think I fit the role very well originally.
If you had your eyes on the chorus, is this your first starring role?
No, I've played Kira at CCA. That's where I go to school. We did Xanadu. So I was on skates and all that stuff. And also we did Tarzan. We were one out of four other schools in the U.S. to do that show, and I played Jane.
You're kind of used to that starring role then in some respects. How old are you?
18.
What about those singing chops? How long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was probably around 8. I took singing lessons with Nikki Haskew for a while, private voice lessons.
So you've got the singing and the acting and the skating down pat. From previous roles. What is the greatest strength you bring to the role of Elle?
I think about personality, bringing her out with the dancing and singing and everything, just showing who she is as a person.
One of your co-stars is a puppy.
Oh, he's so cute. His name's Dobby. Yes, he steals every scene he's in. When you hold him, everyone's going to react and love him.
You have an ensemble cast, some with experience, some that are relatively new to the theater. What's your biggest challenge with this musical?
The biggest challenge for any director of this musical is that it is what I like to call a hyper musical. It is one production number leading into another production number. Very little downtime for scenes and for absorbing things. It just goes straight from production number to production number. So it is a lot of design, a lot of coordination. I keep telling the cast that this is clockwork because the cast members are moving all the set pieces. The show actually has 24 different locations, sometimes up to 4 different locations within a song because it's trying to duplicate the movie. And we have to go to all these different places and the cast members have to carry out the set pieces and then turn around and act within the scene. And they're doing it. Like Brittany, the entire cast is a bunch of extremely talented but also hardworking theater people. This town is training some really great talent, and we've got a lot of them on stage for Legally Blonde.
It's not just the sets involved in rapid changes. Brittany faces some quick costume changes as the story progresses on stage.
There's about 8 of them off stage that I have to do really fast, and then there's 3 on stage I have to change into really fast. There's this one in the beginning, you'll see, that'll be on stage, and it'll be one dress and then moments later, I'll be into another one. It's crazy.
I know you don't have the music to back you right now, but could we have a sneak preview of one of your songs?
Take back the books and pack up the clothes. Clear out the room and drop off the key. Leave what's left of my dignity. Get in the car and just go. Chalk it all up to experience. They said I fail, but I disagree. Who could say then where my path would lead? Well, now I know. Back to the sun, back to the shore, back to what I was before. Back where I'm known, back when my home, very small pond. Laugh with my friends when I've arrived. We'll drop the top and just drive. That's fine with me, just let me be legally blonde.
That was Brittany Rhodes playing the role of Elle Woods in Legally Blonde, the musical. Director Steve Ray also joined me for this interview.
Legally Blonde, the musical, is on the main stage at the Chattanooga Theater Center, and it opens July the 12th and runs through July the 28th.
Music and lyrics by Lawrence O'Keefe and Neil Benjamin. Book by Heather Hatch. The Theater Center's production is directed by Stephen Ray, with choreography by Lindsay Fazell and music direction by John Eccles. Legally Blonde, the musical, will be performed Friday and Saturday, July 12th and 13th, and Thursday through Sunday, July 18th through 21, and July 25th through 28th. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org for more details, or visit the web at theatercenter.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.